On her first day of vacation, Divya woke up later than usual. It was going to be a happy summer. Her cousin Ravi was going to visit her in Gajapur. He lived in the faraway city of Cuttack. "We'll play outdoors, ride cycles, swim in the pond, pluck mangoes. We're going to have so much fun," she thought. But Ravi was going to travel on his own for the first time. She had given him directions over the phone. "Walk straight from the bus stand, straight, straight, and then you'll see the pond. Keep walking straight, then take a right. No, no, take a left and keep walking for about, 3 minutes. When you reach the post office, take a left there." Divya was sure Ravi was confused. She was worried. How would he find her place? Then she had an idea. "I'll make a map for Ravi," she thought. "That will help him find his way." She took out a pencil and a large sheet of paper from the cupboard. First, she drew her house and herself next to it. Then she went outside. One by one, she started drawing other buildings and streets. At the market, Binoy Uncle and Sarita Auntie sat in their shop. "What are you doing, Divya?" asked Binoy Uncle.
"I'm drawing a map of our town," said Divya.
"Ooh, how exciting," cried Sarita Auntie.
"Are we in it?"
She and Binoy Uncle came out to look at the map.
"You are right here," said Divya. She drew a bright yellow square with Binoy Uncle and Sarita Auntie beside it. Then Divya crossed the road and reached the big banyan tree next to the Ispat Hospital.
Ramesh, who always sat there, called out, "Hello Divya, what are you up to?"
"I'm making a map."
"Really?
You should add me.
Under the banyan tree."
Divya laughed, but he was right. Ramesh under the banyan tree was a common sight. So she drew them too. Divya continued on her way. By the post office, she saw Mohan Uncle, the postman, getting off his bike.
"Hello Divya, what are you doing?"
he asked.
"She is making a map.
And we're all in it," said Ramesh, who had followed Divya.
"Oh?"
said Mohan Uncle.
"Don't forget the post office." Divya drew a red rectangle for the post office. Then Divya went southwards. After 5 minutes, she reached a pond where some women were washing clothes. By now, everyone had heard that Divya was drawing a map.
"Put us in two," called Shabnam Auntie. Divya drew a large blue pond, with the women by it. Some children had gathered at Divya's side.
"Come with me," she said, leading them home.
"I'll show you something." Divya led them to the terrace. They looked down at the town. The sun was setting and they could see its reflection in the pond. They looked at the map. Then they looked at the town again.
"Gajapur is so big, but we can show its landmarks in a small map like this," said Divya. She was rather happy with her work.
"But how will Ravi know the exact directions from your map?" asked her friend Kala.
Divya looked at the map.
"Ooh!" she exclaimed. "I'll draw a trail."
"What's a trail?"
Charu wanted to know.
"A trail shows you which route to follow." She colored the route yellow and added red arrows. It was a cheerful-looking map.
Divya folded it, put it in an envelope, stuck some stamps on it and posted it to Ravi in Cuttack. 1 week later, the doorbell rang. When Divya opened the door, She found Ravi standing outside, holding her map.
Here I am.
He grinned. Divya's map had worked.
Divya can be a cartographer. A person who makes maps is called a cartographer.
Cartography is a study that combines science, geography, art, and mathematics.
Maps help you see where a town or a city is located, understand how far places are from each other, maybe even how to reach them, tell what is special about a place, give us information about mountains, rivers, deserts, and also the population and natural resources of a place. These are usually shown using symbols and colors.
Scale. When you draw a map, how do you show that a mountain is very tall, or that a house is half the height of a coconut tree?
You use a scale.
This is the relationship between the size of something on the map and its actual size.
A map scale might say that 1 centimeter corresponds to 1 kilometer.
That means, if you draw a pond that is 2 centimeters across, you are saying it is really 2 kilometers across.
The scale can also tell you how far one place is from another.
If the distance between 2 points is 5 centimeters and the scale is 1 centimeter equals 1 kilometer, then the actual distance between the 2 places is 5 kilometers.
CloudLink Academy, China, Xian, Jerry Deng.